91X News.
It's plus 10 and sunny at 3 o'clock. I'm Harrison Perkins with 91X News. The man in motion is wheeling his way into Belleville. The 25-year anniversary relay will begin in about 45 minutes on Dundas Street at McDonald's. Then Mayor Neil Ellis will welcome Hanson to the Market Square between Front and Pinnacle Street just before 4 p.m. An end-of-day celebration will continue until 6 tonight at the Quinty Sports Center with live entertainment, sledge hockey, and other activities planned. The relay will resume tomorrow morning at the Quinty Sports Center around 9 and will continue at an in-school day Saturday ceremony at Quinty Secondary School, as well as stops at local schools as the relay travels out of the city. The tour this time round will retrace the Canadian segment of the original tour from 25 years ago. It's Halloween. In a few short hours, the area streets will be filled with excited children. As James Bowler reports, police are saying caution should be exercised by everyone.
Tonight is a night when ghouls and ghosts will walk the streets. But for many parents, the real scare is not supernatural. Tanya O'Reilly, mother of two, says she's afraid of the things that might compromise her kids' safety.
Strangers, cars, older kids bullying, stealing candy.
And the dangers don't always stop when the kids get home. Adriana Sheehan is a mother in Trenton, and she says she always checks her kids' candy first.
I check everything. No homemade treats, no opened packages. If it looks like it's been opened, it goes in the garbage.
Quinty West OPP Constable Lon Fuller says there are always things parents can do to ensure their child's safety.
We have 8 groups of community policing volunteers out. They'll be patrolling all over the Quinty West area, handing out glow sticks to trick-or-treaters. There'll be extra patrols. The fire department's involved with, we have Boo Fest at the arena, and they'll be out making sure everything is good for the trick-or-treaters as well.
Boo Fest and other events will be running for parents who want to avoid the trick-or-treating crowds. James Bowler, 91X News, Trenton.
The driver of a stolen tractor-trailer is in police custody this hour. The following played out on live television as police and news helicopters followed the flatbed truck as it made its way along Canada's busiest highway between Toronto and Niagara. The driver pulled himself over on the QEW around 1:30 this afternoon, just past the Burlington Skyway, and was taken into custody. Police say the tractor trailer was stolen while it was parked overnight in Niagara-on-the-Lake. Police will release more information later today. A Peterborough man has been declared a dangerous offender. The designation means Stanley Tippett could be jailed indefinitely. Tippett's lawyer said earlier today that Tippett will be appealing today's sentence. Tippett was convicted 2 years ago on 7 counts, including kidnapping, sexual assault, and sexual interference, relating to the attack of a 12-year-old girl in August of 2008. A Peterborough judge made the ruling today, saying Tippett has shown a pattern of persistent, aggressive behavior and a failure to control sexual impulses. That's 91X News to 304. Tim Baer is here with sports.
Vancouver police are expected to lay 163 charges against 60 people involved in the Stanley Cup riot. The riot took place last June after the Canucks lost Game 7 to the Boston Bruins. Police say they needed the last 4 months to investigate before the charges could be made. They have been under intense pressure to lay charges after thousands of people lit fires, burned cars, and looted stores. 79 people have admitted to being involved with the riot. The New Jersey Devils are about to get their goaltender back. Martin Brodeur was taken off injured reserve today and could play as early as Wednesday against Toronto. The former All-Star and future Hall of Famer has been out for more than 2 weeks with a shoulder injury. The Winnipeg Jets continue their 7-game road trip with a visit to the Panthers tonight in Florida. The Jets are 1-1 on the road trip so far. Nashville visits Chicago, and the New York Rangers play host to the San Jose Sharks in the other games tonight. The Coburg Cougars play host to Mississauga tonight in OJHL action. The Cougars are hoping to build on an overtime win over Trenton last night. Puck drop is at 7 at the new Coburg Community Center. Kansas City will host San Diego tonight in Monday Night Football. The Chiefs have won 3 straight after opening the season 0-3. The Chargers have beaten the Chiefs in 5 of their last 6 visits to Arrowhead Stadium. That's sports. Here's Harrison Perkins with 91X Weather.
Tonight, clearing later this evening, fog patches developing overnight, low minus 2. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of 11. And taking a look at Wednesday, sunshine on the way with a high of 13. At 3:05, it's plus 10, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Harrison Perkins with Tim Baer. News is next at 4.
This is 91X.